I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We managed to connect with Greg Gordon. He is the Assistant Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Greg, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, sorry about all that. Every once in a while we have, you know, technical issues, so no big deal. The one story that I particularly know in Pensacola has been going on this last week is apparently y'all found a body in the Publix parking lot at 9th and Bayou. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. We did. We responded. We got called there to a person in the vehicle and determined that they had passed away. So we were able to determine that it wasn't any foul play at this time. So that was a good thing. Unfortunately, you know, it was in a busy place, a lot of people. So there's a lot of activity, a lot of police presence that people saw, you know.
So this was, I mean, this was in back. This was out front. This was in a car. I mean, you tell me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they were out front in a vehicle.
Okay.
In a vehicle. Yep.
And I mean, it sounds like maybe the person was homeless, or do we know, or can you say?
No. Wasn't homeless person
okay.
or anything. Just wasn't a homeless person. The one in the parking lot. I don't know if they. Yeah, they. Who knows?
Okay.
At this time, still under investigation in aspects of that, but. Just an unfortunate event, like I said, in a public place where a lot of people saw in a lot of police activity,
you know.
And were questioning what was going on.
And I mean, look, it's to me, it's somewhat of a reminder that people, I mean, it almost sounds callous to say, but, you know, people pass away in all kinds of circumstances and all kinds of ways. And they're walking down the street when they're eating at a restaurant, you know, when they're out at the park or when they're in a car or they're driving a car. I mean, people have episodes when they're driving cars and it can be very, very dangerous. So it just stuff happens. And I guess it's a reminder of that.
Yeah.
Anything else from this? Go ahead. What were you going to say, Greg?
And a reminder, if people see something, say something. If they see someone there for a while or something like that, give us a call.
Yeah, most definitely. Anything else, other incidents this week? I didn't have any on my particular list, but anything that you guys have been dealing with this week?
None right now, just this beautiful weather. It's been a little warm, and we just want people to make sure that to pay attention to those red lights still. We
yep.
want people to still pay attention to that because we're getting a lot of violations.
Three-mile bridge speed enforcement, my own perception, and probably people are going to be angry at me for asking, but my own perception is that it's not as vigorous as it once was. Is that accurate? Because I don't want to, you know, I'm sure people are like, shut up, Andrew, shut up. But it seems like at one point it was very, very active, you guys and Gulf Breeze Police Department. When I have driven across the bridge the last few times, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen somebody timing on 3 mile bridge.
Well, the next person that gets a ticket there is going to give the credit to you, huh?
I will find you, Andrew McKay. I will find you. Well, I only say it because when you guys do enforcement, everybody drives, well, let's be honest. When there's enforcement going on, people drive around 55, okay, for a 45-mile-an-hour zone. When there's not a perception of enforcement, people go 70, which is what the road is built for. It's just not the speed limit. So I just noticed that recently
right.
It seems like people are driving faster and faster, which is how people react to the feeling that there's not enforcement, you know?
Yeah, and we've had a number of complaints and calls regarding that.
Okay.
Yes, our traffic unit is out there. They're doing a lot of other things as well, but they are looking at addressing that as well in the very, very, should I say, very near future.
Okay. All right. And, you know, if you get it, it's Andrew McKay's fault. That's funny.
Well,
hey,
I think everybody has ways, so they're going to probably get alerts anyway, right?
Well, I always think that that's hilarious. All the people ratting everybody else out. It's like when we were young drivers flashing headlights at people to tell them there was, you know, not that I ever got pulled over for it. But anyway, on a different subject, the governor just signed a couple of bills involving public safety. One has to do with it's now lawful for there to be guardians at daycare centers or at, you know, childcare facilities. I know you always want to protect all the kids, but I'm just curious, has PPD had incidents where there were threats against daycare facilities? Has this been a thing? Do you guys have a position on this? I assume you're in favor because, you know, trained security is a good thing, right?
Yeah, you know, always we always want to protect our children and these places that they're always going to be at, a large group of them. And with that law, the security, the guardian, whoever they use, is going to have to be vetted by the sheriff's department. So
right.
We'll look at it as it comes closer to us, and if it if we have to address that, we will. But you know, we want to make sure our children are safe, you know, and we'll use every asset we can to ensure that.
The other question I had is the other bill that the governor signed that I thought might be relevant to you guys is the anti-swatting bill, the one that enhances the penalties for people calling in fake 911 reports that send your officers out. And we've had swatting incidents here, right? In fact, you know, so it's a that also seems like something that you guys like because it gives you extra enhancements to discourage this behavior, right?
Yeah, totally. Number one is, you know, these swatting incidents happen and there could be a loss of life because of this, you know, and it falls on law enforcement. But also just the call itself, the resources, the money that is spent on getting those assets there to make sure that there's no situation going, it somebody's got to cover it. And I think the person who does it, it sounds like a good person to cover the cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like the stupid driver laws. You know, if you drive into a flooded road and they have to rescue you, well, guess what? You pay for that. You know, that I've always been a fan of that. Very good. Greg Gordon, Officer Greg Gordon, is a deputy public, or what is your title? I would say assistant. Deputy, what is your official title for PIO?
I'm just the backup PIO, but yeah, you know, assistant PIO, one of two.
He's the spare. You and Officer Surgeon, I love it.
Hitter.
All right. Greg, as always, sir, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do to keep us informed and safe. I appreciate it.
All right. Everybody have a safe week.